Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville Fire Department Chief Jim Mitchell, and I'm talking about snow removal and getting, in particular, fire hydrants cleared off. Pretty important this time of year, isn't it, Chief?
Right, yeah. We, several different communities do different things, and given the resources that we have available, we have to reach out to the citizens of Knoxville and ask that they assist us with this project and make sure that if you have a hydrant either in your yard or your neighborhood, to please help keep it clear of snow. And what happens is if you have any snow on your hydrant and it thaws, then it turns to ice, obviously. So we're asking people to please go out and clean a 3-foot area around your hydrant and then brush the snow off. Make sure that there's nothing left on the hydrant. Otherwise, we run into problems like frozen caps, the stem on top that opens and closes the hydrant, it freezes. And then, of course, we don't have any water should we need it for a fire. So, again, we're asking that the residents of Knoxville help us out and surrounding communities. We're not the only fire department that is not able to go out and shovel hydrants. So we ask the community to help us out with this.
Okay. What's the best way to get that? I mean, a lot of guys have blades on the front of their truck or whatever. What's the recommended way to get that cleared off?
Well, obviously, scooping it is probably the best way, at least around the immediate area. And then if you had a snowblower, that'd be okay, too. I'll caution folks with snowblowers. Some of the hydrants have the main water shut off right next to it, and it may stick out of the ground maybe a few inches, but it's enough to probably tear up your snowblower. So be careful with that. Again, I think immediately around you can hit it with get it cleaned out with a shovel, and then if you have a snowblower, that works. But okay. I'd steer away from a blade on a tractor or a pickup truck, because you'll always run the risk of hitting it. So we don't need that either.
A whole nother set of problems, isn't it?
Right on. Yeah, we don't need icy streets.
Right. So can you outline the importance, other than being able to get to it, what could happen if you're not able to? What do you do if you can't get to it?
Well, we have to look for the next hydrant. Mm-hmm. And in our community here, that could be a whole street block or maybe even two street blocks away, which allows for a long stretch of hose. The longer your hose connection is from the hydrant to the truck, the less water pressure you have. So it becomes a hydraulic concern for us.
Okay.
So the more pressure, the better.
Sure.
The easier it is for us to put out a fire.
It's not only just being handy, it creates an issue if they can't get the water to the fire.
Right on.
Okay.
For water pressure, as well as the timing, like you mentioned. It's obviously going to take a lot more time for us to two blocks, connect the hydrant, and then drive to the fire. It's called a forward lay, and
okay.
We lay the supply line forward to the fire. If we have to go a couple blocks out of our way, then it's obviously going to take more time.
Right.
So it's a timing and a pressure issue.
Okay. Have you had experiences where this has happened?
I have. In fact, when I served in Des Moines, we had a working structure fire on University, and the snow plows had actually covered up the hydrant. And it hadn't been scooped out, and it was one house away from where the structure fire was. So we had to drive two blocks there as well to catch the next hydrant and then lay in. And these big fire trucks don't turn on a dime. So to do a U-turn, conduct a U-turn in the middle of the road, fortunately it was on University, so it's a 4-lane road.
Sure.
But here in this community, most of our streets are two lanes, so we'd have a tough time getting it turned around.
Yeah, looking at going around the block to be able to get
right on.
Good,
yeah, and in that situation, we were two blocks out of the way. It was freezing cold, below zero, and it allowed for the hose opportunity for the supply line to freeze.
Oh wow!
So we were flowing ice chunks for a while.
Oh goodness!
And that doesn't go through the nozzle very well, so it will cause some problems for you.
Yeah. Winter just kind of creates problems for firefighters in general, doesn't it?
It creates a lot of problems, a lot of hazards as well, yes.
So, want the citizens of our communities, not only Knoxville and Marion County, to help out as much as possible. Nobody can do anything about Mother Nature, but you can get your shovel out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You'll certainly want that hydrant clear and open for us to be able to connect to it in the event that you would have a fire, God forbid.
Let's hope not.
But they do happen. And it can happen to anyone. It's not fire has no biases.
No.
So, yeah, if you can clean your hydrant, 3-foot area so that it can be seen from the street, and clean it all the way to the curb, that way our hose isn't going up and over a big snow mound from the hydrant to the street. So yeah, that works. That'll work really well if everybody can help us out with that.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire Department, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.